Millie Lyons was just a year old when her dad died in 1923. Her mom was left with five children. There was no social security system back then, and Millie's mom needed to work to support the family. Millie says her earliest memory is being in a crib at the Pythian Children's Home in Springfield. It was a tough start, but she and her siblings found plenty of ways to have fun.
Okay, I was raised in an orphanage. It was in Springfield. I had three sisters and one brother. And we didn't appreciate it then, but it was a beautiful, beautiful building. We had a wonderful playground and swimming pool and had a large basement. We would skate round and round, play tag in that basement. And we also would sled what I thought were large hills. Turned out later to be quite small, but I can remember a lot of fun sledding. We had our own theater, and we had our own band. And every Sunday afternoon in the summer, we would have a band concert outside. And, of course, Mother was always up every Sunday. She brought candy for us and clothes and things. She always saw that we were taken care of. In fact, at one point, they had to ask her to quit bringing us so many nice clothes because we were better dressed than the others. We went to public school. The early grades, the school was right down at the end of our driveway. When I entered the first grade and I got tired, I just put my head on my desk, went to sleep, so I flunked the first half, but I still graduated at 17. When I got ready to go to high school, I left Springfield. I was probably an average student, but I did win a contest, which nobody's probably ever heard of, and that was a posture contest for the schools in Dayton. I practiced and practiced walking and holding my head high, my tummy in, my shoulders back, and I won first prize. I got a little miniature statue, and my heart was broken when a boyfriend and I were jitterbugging, and we knocked it off of the shelf, and it broke. I was almost 15 when I left the orphanage. One of the fellas, which was raised in the home for a while, he was a member of the big bands, Freddie Martin. I'm sure some people will recognize the name. And whenever we had our reunions on the 4th of July, and all the kids would come back home, and his band would play for our reunions, we had a lot of good times. I think there were more happy times than sad times there.
That was Millie Lyons speaking with Alan Steiger as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Kateri Costa. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.